AM.
Second?
Up.
Okay, good.
Five AM.
Fine. Ready? Okay, we'll be getting today, Mirtz Hashem, a new topic. The topic of Refuah B'Shabbos. And we'll begin by discussing Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. So we all reflexively know that in situations of Pikuach Nefesh, a person is allowed to and a person is required to be Bechal Shabbos. The question is, how do we know that? So the Mishnah tells us in Yuma Daf Pigim of an Aleph that even Safek Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. Kol Safek Nefesh is Docha Es HaShabbos. So Misha Nafla Mapola, Savik Usham, Savik Inusham, so there's an avalanche, and someone may or may not be buried there, Savik Chai, Savik Meis, someone's there, we don't know if he's alive or dead, Savik Kusi, Savik Yisrael, Mefach and Lemesagal. Fine. So the Mishnah tells us that even in the case of Savik Yukhuach Nefesh, a person has to violate Shabbos. How do we know that? So the Gemara Daf Pehei Yuma, beginning on Pehaim and Aleph, going to Pehaim and Beis, has a series of drushas provided by various Tanayim. Gemara tells us, for Hayu Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiv, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, Mahalchan Bederech, Valedi Asadar, Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Osha, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, Mahalchan Achareim, so they had a whole big party, they were all going for a walk. Nishala Sheila Zuvif Neim, Inayin Lidikoch Nefesh, Yudokat HaShabbos. So they were asked this question, and that was the topic of conversation on this walk. So the Gemara has various possible drashos. One of the drashos is that of Reb Shimon ben Asya. Shimon Asya Omer Pehem Beins V'Sharim ben Yisos HaShabbos Omer Torah Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmor Shabboso Sarbe. A person should be Mechal Shabbos on one occasion in order to allow for the possibility of the person he's saving to subsequently keep multiple Shabbosos. Amr v'Yudah Amr Shmuel, Iyavai Hassam, Hava Mina Didi Adifa Mididu. If I would have been there, these were all the Tanayim. So Yudah says in the name of Shmuel, who was the first generation of Amar Ram, and I've been there for that conversation, for that walk, I would have suggested a different Pasuk, V'chai Behem V'lo Sheyamas Behem. So all the various rashas suggested by the Tanaim have a pircha, with the exception of this rasha of Shmuel, who is later than the other Tanaim of Achaibam, that has no pircha. So it sounds like the Gemara's conclusion is that the correct, or the most correct source for the fact that Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos is from the pasuk of Achaibam. If you look in the Tosefta, the end of Perek Tezayin of Mesechta Shabbos, Tosefta Shabbos, the end of Perek Tezayin, there the Gemara seems to present this Rosh of Achai Behem in the name of Tanayim, in the name of Rabbi Kiva. So here we have in the name of Shmuel, and the Tosefta there seems to quote it in the name of Rabbi Kiva. Be that as it may, the Gemara's conclusion here seems to be that the most correct Rosh to teach us that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos is Achai Behem. The Rambam quotes this pasuk in Perek Beis Shabbos Halacha Gimel. The Asulis Mamei Bechil Shabbos Achol Shiyesh Basakana. So a person should not delay when it comes to a Chil Shabbos situation for a Chol Shiyesh Basakana. Should Amar Asher Yaseh Asam Adam Bechay Behem Velo Shiyamas Behem. So the Rambam quotes this Rasha Bechay Behem Velo Shiyamas Behem. It's interesting, however, that the previous Rasha of Reb Shimon ben Asya, Chalel, Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yishmu, Shabbos Asharbe, does still seem to have some standing lahalacha. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, Rambam Hilchas Mamrim, Perik Beis, Halacha Dalid, where the Rambam is discussing the notion of Yeshkoch, Biat, Chacham, and Lakar, Dover, Minatorah, the ability of Bezim to be Oker, a Dover, Minotaurah under certain circumstances, Haras, Shalda, Mikdar, Milsa. So there the Rambam quotes the following mashal, Perik Beis, Mamrim, Halacha Dalit. Kishem Sharofe, Chosech Yodo, O Raglo, Shalze, Kideshi, Yakulo. So sometimes a doctor has to amputate a limb in order to save a person's life. So too, Bezin sometimes needs to instruct Klal Yisrael to violate certain mitzvos Kadesha Yiskayim Mekulam, in order to facilitate the proper observance of a broader spectrum of mitzvahs. Kederosh Amr Chachamim, Harishonim, Chalel Alav, Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yishmar Shabbos Tzarbis. So the Rambam has this mashal of amputating a limb as being a model for, so to speak, amputating even Dinam Daraisa under extenuating circumstances. And the Rambam says that is the notion that's expressed through Chalel Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yishmar Shabbos Tzarbis. So it sounds like, even though the Gemara seemed to prefer the drasha of Achai Behem, this drasha of the Shomer Mitzvos HaShabbos, Chalel Shabbos Achas, does still have some resonance lahalacha. If you look in Rav Asher Weiss's Minchas Asher Ala Torah and Parshas Kisisa, Shmos Simin Samach, so Rav Asher quotes a number of nafkaminos lahalacha between the reason of Achai Behem and the reason of Chalel Shabbos Achas. You can take a look at a number of interesting things that he quotes. But the most classic source, or the most classic application of Chalel Shabbos Achas La'alacha is a din that we have in Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Simin Shin Vav Se'if Yudalid, just as I requested that you have Mishra Brewers with you with Larry Ervin, same request still holds, although now we're in a fail of Gimel Nachel Dalit. So the Mechaber writes at the end of Simin Shin Vav, Misha Shalchalo Shehutziu Bito Mibesa Meshabbos Lotziu Mikla Yisrael. So if a person receives word on Shabbos that his daughter was abducted by people who were going to cause her to be Meimir Data, Mitzvah lasu laderech pa'amav v'shtadu v'atzalasa. So a person should do everything that he can in order to save her. The yotzei afilu chutz l'shalosh parsos. He can travel any distance that he needs, even if it may violate chum d'araisa, if there is such a thing as chum d'araisa. V'lo ba'i bezin goes in alive, and bezin can even force him to violate Shabbos in order to save his daughter from shmat, where she was abducted against her will. Where is this? What is this based on? So the Beis Yosef here quotes the Tshuva Rashba that addresses this question, and the Rashba himself leaves it as an unanswered question as to whether a person could even violate Yisurei Daraisa in this situation to save his daughter from the abductors. But the Beis Yosef himself concludes that it is indeed permissible and obligatory for someone to come to the aid of his abducted daughter under these circumstances, and the Beis Yosef invokes this notion of Chalel Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yiskayimu Shabbosos, Kadesh Yishmeru Shabbosos Harbe. In this situation, if you don't save her now, then she's potentially going to be in a situation in which she's not going to be able to keep Shabbos again going forward. So the Beis Yosef ties this in. This is where the Rashi is coming from. It relates to the sugya in the beginning of Shabbos, Daf Gimel Taf Dalet, of Chatei Bishvil Shatiska Chaverecha. So that's a major discussion we showed in there, which is on our topic today. Under what circumstances, if any, do we say Chatei Bishvil Shatiska Chaverecha? But according to those we showed him that allow a person to violate an Isser Kav in order to save someone else from an Isser Chamor, the Beis Yosef says that this fits into that model, and even more so, that here, you're, even if we're talking about Yisurei D'Araisa, says the Beis Yosef, but your Isser, your one-time Chil Shabbos on an Isser D'Araisa is considered to be a relative Isser Kal compared to the potential lifetime of Chil Shabbos that would await the abducted person if no one comes to save her. So that is one instance in which the notion of Chalel Shabbos Achas seems to come up la halacha. If all you had is b'chaybehem, b'chaybehem tells you life in the literal sense. You have to save some life. Here, no one's life is in danger. The religious freedom is in danger. And there, Chalel Shabbos Achas would be relevant. If you look in the Be'er Halacha, Simin Shin Kaf Tes Se'if Dalid, so the Be'er Halacha seems to begin this presentation, Simin Shin Kaf Tes Se'if Dalid, Dibur Maskel Ella Lefi Sha'a. So the Mishnah Berurah makes the following presentation. The din is, this is what we have here in Sif Dalet here, Siman Shin Kaf Tes Sif Dalet. Afila Mitzau Merutzat, based on the Gemara the end of Yuma. Afila Mitzau Merutzat, even if you see the guy is all chopped up, and he's about to die anyway. She'enu Yachal Lichyas Elefi Sha'a, so the avalanche fell on him, and you can tell that he's not going to live much longer under any circumstances. But nevertheless, Mifachun Abokim Ad Chomo Imlo Hirgisha B'chom Elchayis Az Vademes. So you still dig out of the avalanche, and maybe he'll still be alive, even though all you're going to do is save Chayisha. You may be able to preserve his life for a few more hours, maybe another day, but it's not a long-term scenario. Nevertheless, the din is that we're Mechal Shabbos even for Chayisha. So the Mishnah says in the Be'er Lacha Elefisha that if the reason was Kalel Shabbos Achas Kadesh Sheyishmar Shabbos Hasarbeh, so then you shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos Lefisha. What's the Yishmar Shabbos Hasarbeh? It's Shabbos now. And at best, the guy's going to live another day. So he's not going to keep more Shabbos. He's going to be dead anyway, slice of the next Shabbos. Rashi Weiss points out in that piece that there's an interesting line in the Archaim in Pashik Sisisa that sounds like he's saying that you're talking not Mechal Shabbos to save someone for Chayisha if he's not going to live till next Shabbos. That's seemingly against the Gemara, against Shachar Aruch. So Rashi says, clearly, he's not saying that. Well, that's what the Mishnah Berurah here is coming. Lafuke, that's not the case. You see from the Gemara, you see from the din of Shulchan Aruch, that even if the guy is not going to live till next Shabbos, even if it's only Chayisha, and the reason of Chalel Shabbos Achas doesn't apply, nevertheless, the Iker Tam for the din of Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos is the Chay Behem, and the Chay Behem applies to any situation of preserving life, even if you're going to preserve life for a minimal amount of time. So the crux of the reason that we preserve life is not because of the mitzvahs that a person is going to keep per se, but because of the inherent value of his life. Okay. So the Mechaber writes here, yeah, Sam.
How not about the language that you keep further Shabbat and not be like this one? Like saying Shabbos is not over. What it means to, what aspect of keeping Shabbos is keeping Shabbos referring to? Like it happens right at the beginning of Shabbos, and then you can say Kiddush, you can say a name. Like,
right.
Then would you then say that
well, again, that's all not the halacha. So
right.
So within Chalel Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishu Shabbos Hasarbeh, so you could argue that you have to wait until he has to be able to live at least till next Shabbos. But if it's only this Shabbos, so it's my Chalel Shabbos versus his Shmir Shabbos, so maybe it all cancels out. L'maisa, that's not Balacha, so that's a theoretical question. Fine. So Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Kaf Ches Seif Beis. Shin Kaf Ches is the main simon of Dina Yicholim B'Shabbos. So the Mechaber writes, Sif Beis, Mishi Yesh L'Choli Shel Sakana. If a person is a Choli Shel Sakana, if a person is in a situation where Fikuach Nefesh is in play, Mitzvah L'Cholav is a Shabbos. So it is a mitzvah to be L'Chol Shabbos for the benefit of this Chola. The Hazaris are Reza Meshuvach, and the person who acts with alacrity, the person who acts with Zerizos, is praiseworthy. Time is of the essence. V'hashoel areis ha'shofech damim. And if a person asks a shayla, a person pauses, a person doesn't immediately engage in the necessary activities that are required to save this guy's life, then he's considered to be a shofech damim. Where does this come from? So the Beis Yosef here quotes the Yerushalmi. The lashon of the Yerushalmi is hashoel hareze miguna. So the Mechaber here seems to take out some words from the actual language of the Yerushalmi. The language of the Yerushalmi is Hashavah L'Reza Muguna. The person who asks the Shaila, so that's a bad thing that he asks the Shaila. V'hanishal Hareza Shofech Damim. And the Nishal, the person who was asked the Shaila, the Rav, who was asked the Shaila, he's considered to be Shofech Damim. Why is that? What's the culpability of the Nishal? What did the Nishal do wrong? So Truma Sadashan writes, Beisothi Kotzis, Truma Sadashan in Simen Nun Ches, Truma Sadashan Nun Ches. So he there has the Girsa of Hadisha Lareza Meguna. Lefisha Yololodia Kvar Larabim. So the Mora Hara, the Rav, should have given Shiram on the topic. He should have made his Balabatim aware of this din that Pikuach Nefesh is Elka Shabbos. That sometimes you don't ask questions, you just have to run and do what needs to be done, and you don't ask the rabbi first. So the fact that the local Mora Hara wasn't careful enough to publicize these matters so that the Balabatim know that there's such a din that Pikuach Nefesh is Elka Shabbos, so that's either Meguna or that's Hareza Shofi Klamim. There's a taina against the Mora Hara for not informing his Balabatim of the din. Right, that's the Mishavura quotes here in Sivkat and Vav. Mishim Shah Talmud Chacham Bim Komo Hayel Alidrash Bepirka Lachal. The Talmud Chacham, the local Talmud Chacham, should have darshaned about this publicly. Kidei Sheyedu Kolam V'lo Yistarku L'Shalom, that people should know the din should have to ask the Shalom. The Mechol of Yatzim is Yari Shiav will have the Shabbos Kofin Asav. And if the Chol doesn't want to be Chol Shabbos for him, so then you have to be Chol Shabbos regardless. And you tell him that that's Chassidus Shal Shtus. Okay, so that's the din that a Shoel either raise a Meguna, raise a Shofet Gomim, and Ishal is also bad.
The fact that he got the Shaila
is a tie on him that he didn't educate the Balabatim properly. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan points out it's not always black and white, meaning there are situations, the Aruch HaShulchan thinks, that it's appropriate to ask a Shaila. I mean, if time is of the essence, so then you do whatever you need to do, you don't ask any Shailas. If there's any suffix as to whether time is of the essence, you don't ask any Shailas. But sometimes you know for a fact that that you have some time. It's not such a rush. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes here in Sif Beis that under those circumstances, so then you should ask a Shaila. That if you know for sure that that nothing's going to be lost by asking the Shaila, that time is not so much of the essence, so then you should ask the Shaila. And he says the raya for that is we have halakha like the following. Gemara says in Menachot and Daf Samach Dalid. Right, the Gemara there is a Shaila Cholash Emdu L'Shtei Grogros V'yesh L'Shtei Grogros B'Shtei Uksin V'Gimel B'Ukas Achas Eizem Hen Yavi. So there the Gemara is a Shaila Chola and Yom Kippur. Has to eat a certain amount of food. And there are two options. You can either minimize the Maisa Achila but maximize the act of Chil Shabbos, or minimize the act of Chil Shabbos but have an additional Maisa Achila. So whatever the details are in the Shaila, you see from there that apparently sometimes you do ask a Shaila. We're being done about these details of what's the appropriate way of acting under these circumstances. So it sounds like sometimes it is appropriate to ask a Shaila. If there's a real chashash pikuach nefesh, so then has a raise a mishulach hashol meguna. If you have some more time, it's not that critical, so then you should ask the shayla. Okay. So the Gemara had, yes, Sam. Connection is the fact that the Gemara has a Shaila, it's done, what the best mode of the Mechal Shabbos in such a situation is, the Mechal Shabbos / providing the Nisa Mechola, implies that sometimes you don't just do whatever, you pause and you think, you don't just act. So Rosh Hashanah thinks that sounds like, there are times that you should ask the Shaila, you should think before you act. If there's clearly an immediate Sakana, so then you have to act without thinking twice. But sometimes it's appropriate to think twice.
Is there an example?
I'm sorry?
A classic example where it would be appropriate to think twice?
A classic example where it would be appropriate to think twice is where the guy's life is not in immediate danger. There could be some chashash. If you don't treat him within the next 24 hours or the next 12 hours, so then there's a chashash that a wound is going to get infected. But if you go to the hospital now, you go to the hospital in a half hour, not going to make a difference.
Would your lettuce be somewhat in that range, because it's a typical, it's a predictability to it, and most women make it through?
Well, that would depend on a number of variables in any given situation, but there could be such cases where that would be the case. Yeah, Avi.
Are we saying that the Aruch HaShulchan is chalek on the day of the Mishnah?
No, the Aruch HaShulchan is limiting it. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying, well, the Mishnah is just explaining the Din of Shulchan Aruch, which is based on the Yerushalmi. The Aruch HaShulchan is just saying that it's true that Hashem will raise a Maguna, that you should have Shai, at least you should act. But that's only true if there's an immediate danger, at least a suffix danger, that is going to be, you're going to lose out if you don't act right away. But sometimes, if it's clear to you that the danger is not absolutely immediate, even though Chil Shabbos may be warranted, so then you should ask the Shaila. Okay. So the Gemara, back to the Sugya Yuma, Pei Dalet Amud Beis, has the following. So we establish that if you have a cholesh yesh b'sakana, you have someone whose life is in danger, or potentially in danger, or suffik, so then you have to be mechal Shabbos. So Gemara says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 long lines down, Pei Dalet Amud Beis. The ein osin dvarim halalu lo ayide nachrim v'lo ayide kusim. So when it comes to the chil Shabbos that you're supposed to do for a chol sheyesh bo sakana, you shouldn't have a nachri do it. And the Gaon amends the text as many rishonim have it, not ayide kusim but ayide ketanim. So you shouldn't be mahadir to find a non-Jew or a katan to do the malacha, ella ayidei gedola Yisrael. But rather, the malacha should be performed, if it's a situation of pikuach nefesh where you're supposed to be mechal Shabbos. So don't go ask a nafi to do it, don't go ask a katan to do it. It should be done, excuse me, ayidei gedola Yisrael. So what does that mean, Ayideh Gedola Yisrael? What's the concern and what's the dip? So Tosfos here writes, Ela B'Gedola Yisrael, Afilo Hecha De'Efshar B'Nachri. So even if it's possible to have a Nachri perform the Malach on your behalf, still Mitzvah B'Yisrael, it's still appropriate and preferable to have a Jew do it. Shema Yis'atzel HaNachri V'Lo Yasa. Because maybe the guy will be lazy and he won't do what you ask him to do. And then that could create a situation of sakan. So first of all, it sounds like in Tosfos the way Rov Rishonim understand, maybe all Rishonim, that Gedol Yisrael doesn't mean Gedolim as in Tamid Chachamim as in the leaders of the generation. It means Gedolim as opposed to Ketanim. That the malacha, don't go after Nachmi to do the malacha. Presumably, don't go after Katan for the same reason, and maybe he'll be misaso. But it should be done ayidei Yisraelim gedolim, meaning Yisraelim of age, as opposed to Katana. And Tosfos' concern is that it sounds like, in principle, fundamentally, if all things were equal, then it could be, it's better to have a non-Jew do the malacha. But there's a side concern that if you ask the non-Jew to do the malacha, maybe he'll be lazy about it. You can't be sure that he's going to do the job. And therefore, since we're talking about a chashash sakana, you should do it yourself. It should be done al yidei Yisrael. But mashma, that in theory, if there was a situation in which you knew full well that the guy would perform the required activities with the same alacrity that you would, and there's no concern of sakana, so it could be Tosfos there would allow for lechachila and preferably having the nachri to the malacha, just under most circumstances, we're concerned that maybe this is going to lead to a situation of sakana because the nachri won't do what you ask him to do in the proper frame of time with the proper drizus. More extreme than Tosfos is the position of, so Tosfos seems to allow, at least theoretically, that there may be situations in which it would be even lechafila to have a nachmi do the malacha. If you look in the Shilti Givarim b'shem Riaz, daf, excuse me, Dalad Abu Beis B'dafi Rif here in Yuma, and this is quoted, or at least reflected, in the Ramah, Simin Shin Kaf Ches if you base, Simin Shin Kaf Ches if you base. So the Shilti Givarim quotes the following from the Riaz, daf Dalad Abu Beis B'dafi Harif. The ain omrim de yasu dvarim halalu ayde akum o ayde katanim she'ena b'nei onchin. So we don't tell you to have the malacha performed daf ayde nachri or ayde katan. Shema ad shenachzer achrayen yistakin achola. So what does he say? Shema ad shenachzer achrayen yistakin achola. The concern is that he's not, the nachri is not here right now. If we tell you to go find an achri, then you're going to go knocking on doors trying to find the Shabbos guy. So in the meantime, the chol is going to get worse. Ela osin ayidei gedol Yisrael shehein b'nei ochin hanim samsham. The user ever there. If there are no katanim, there's no nachim. Don't go looking for a katan or nachim because a guy could die in the meantime. Do it yourself. However, v'im hayu hanim samsham nachim o katanim. But if you have a guy right there, you have a katan right there, osin al yadam. So then you should dafka have them do the malacha. V'ein mechal in ayidei gedol Yisrael. Hovel v'efsher la'asas ha'davar v'heter. Ein lanu la'asas b'isr. So since it's possible to do it b'heter ayidei nachri, so then you don't have a license to do it b'isr. So the Shilti Givarim b'shem Riaz says that no, it's not, the concern isn't like Tosfos that we're worried that nachri is not going to do a good job. The concern is he's not here. So if you don't have enough right here at the moment, so then do it yourself because the guy may die in the meantime or may become in further danger. But if you have enough right here, so then you are supposed to have the Nafi do the Malacha, and there's no heter for the Yisrael to do the Malacha himself. And that is what the Raviyah has as well. The Raviyah in Simin Tafkuf Lamed Aleph. The Raviyah Simin Tafkuf Lamed Aleph. The Darkei Moshe is Mitzayin this in the Darkei Moshe Aruch. Raviyah Simin Tafkuf Lamed Aleph in the annotated Raviyah. It's on page 201. So the Raviyah says, the way he explains the Gemara is Afilu B'Gedol Yisrael. It doesn't mean that you Lechachila should use Gedol Yisrael. It means you're allowed to use Gedol Yisrael. If there no, you don't have to run after an achri. You're even allowed to use Gedol Yisrael. But now that you dafka need to use Gedol Yisrael, and he writes that if it's possible to have an achri do it with the same alacrity as a Yisrael, so then you dafka should use the achri. Okay, so that's the Raviyah, who's along the lines of the Riaz, that Afilu Gedol Yisrael, but l'chachila, if you're not going to lose anything, then you dafka should use a nachri or a kata.
Even if you know the nachri is going to be
misatzel? No, so presumably, if you know he's going to be misatzel, then even the Riaz and the Raviyah would agree not to. But they're not concerned that you need to be choshish for that absent any such knowledge. Tosfos is saying that even without any reason to believe per se, you always have to be choshesh that the guy is going to be misatzel. The default is you have to be choshesh he's going to be misatzel. Sounds like the Raviyah and the Riaz would say you don't have to presume that it's a default. Okay. But most Rishonim apply this din of El Avodah Yisrael much more broadly without so much grounds for exception. So, for example, again, Tosfos had the concern of Shema Yisatzel Hanachri. If you look in the Rush here in Simon Yudalid, the Rush in Simon Yudalid, he has a different concern. That Rechoshesh, okay, right now, you have a Nachri here, and you're going to tell the Nachri to do the Malacha to say for the benefit of the Chol HaSheish B'Sakana. Very good. What's going to happen next time? Next time we'll have a situation where there's no, where there's a Chol HaSheish B'Sakana and there's no Nachri around. So you're going to go looking for a Nachri. Asi Ladue Basrayu. So you're going to think that last time we had a situation of Yiguch Nefesh, we used a Nachri. So you're going to think that you're only allowed to use a Nachri. You're not allowed to do it Ayidei Yisrael. Even though that's not the din, really, last time he used it because he happened to be here. This time he's not here, so you're allowed to be a Chol HaShabbos yourself, and you should be a Chol HaShabbos yourself, but people are going to draw the erroneous conclusion, and they'll think that the din is you're only allowed to be a Chol HaShabbos Ayidei Nachri, and they're going to go looking for a Nachri, and this guy is going to be left in a state of Sakana. This is the Rush has this in Siman Yudalit. And the Ran has something similar as well. The Ran is Daftalit Amibes Medape Rif. Dalit Amibes Medape Rif. Dibur Maskil Ve'ein Osim. Now, so it would seem from the Rush, from the Ran, that under all circumstances, you're not allowed to use an Akhri, meaning you should do it Ali Day Israel. Because we're always worried that if you use an Akhri now, people are going to think next time that you don't have to use an Akhri, even if an Akhri is not readily available. The Rambam writes the following. The Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Beis of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Gimel. Kishaosim devarim ha'elu ein osin osam lo ayide goyim v'lo ayide ketanim v'lo ayide avadim v'lo ayide nashim kidei shelo tehe Shabbos kala v'einayim. I'm not going to focus now on the Ayidei Avadim, Ayidei Nashim. The Rambam seemed to have gotten that from the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara has, the next line of the Gemara, the Rishonim struggle with how to understand. The next line says, V'ein omim yasu dvarim halol lo alpi nashim v'lo alpi kusim aval mistarfin l'das acheres. So the first line was, Ein osin that you don't dafka have the nachri, the katan, do the malacha. The next line sounds like, ein omim yasu dvarim halalu lo alpi nashim alpikusim. Alpi nashim sounds like, most Rishonim understand, it means you're not mechal Shabbos for pikuach nefesh based on the recommendation of nashim. If nashim are the ones who are saying that there's a tzarech pikuach nefesh, you don't listen to them. Aval mitzarfim l'das acheres, but you take their position into consideration together with other positions. So the Rishonim are bothered, why not? If it's a case of something pikuach nefesh, why should we listen to them? After all, we listen to, in the situations of Yoledes, we listen to Nashim to assess what the situation is. So the Rosh deals with this, Rishonim deal with that. The Rambam seems to have blended these two lines, but I'm not going to focus on that right now. So the Rambam says, Kishos is Varma Elu Enos and Osam Loi de Goy Loi de Kanem Loi de Avadim Loi de Nashim. So the Catholic Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah point out, obviously, Kidei Shelo Tehe Shabbos Kala Deineim is not going on Ochrim, but it's going on Noshim and going on Kitanim. So you don't say that you should be Mechal Shabbos Dafa Ayidei Kitanim or Ayidei Noshim, because then they're going to take Shabbos lightly. Ella Al Yidei Gedola Yisrael V'chacha Mehem. Rather, you should dafka use Gedola Yisrael v'chachameha.
That goes in like very big contrast to who was it before that said that? That's kind of like the opposite of like you shouldn't look for enough because like how many Gedolim are there around necessarily? That
what was Gedolim mean?
No, I understand, but I'm saying, but that I forget which Shita was, but whichever Shita said that you shouldn't. That you should avoid using Nachri because you might spend too much time looking for Nachri. So that Shita definitely doesn't look like the Shita either, because
the idea that you would have to look for a gadol b'Yisrael to do that would take might take too long.
But no one would say that.
To jump
about,
what does the Rambam mean by
Gedol
Yisrael here?
Okay, good. So what does the Rambam mean by Gedol Yisrael? I think that's what Judah was getting at. Judah is assuming that Gedol Yisrael v'chachameya means Gedol Yador. Right? Is that these,
that's what that's about.
That
well,
at least v'chachameya means that.
Right.
So the Tef Mishnah doesn't like that. The Tef Mishnah thinks initially that's what it means. But he's bothered that it doesn't sound like that is the appropriate contrast, because you're contrasting Ketan and Menashe with the Gedolei Ador, and what about happened in the middle? What about all the other regular Yisraelim? And is that really what the Gemara means? The Gemara says Gedolei Yisrael, it means Dafka Gedolim, as in what we colloquially call a Gadol. It doesn't mean Gedolim is an adult. So then, why is the Gemara? That's a very stark contrast. And what about all the regular Gedolim, as in people of age that fall in the middle? So the Ketzer Mishnah thinks that what the Rambam really means is Gedolim ubnei das. Chachameya means people of intelligence, not Tamida Chachamim. And that's Lafuke Noshim, who are Daitan Kalos. So Gedolei Yisrael is opposed to Ketanim, and Chachameyim is opposed to Noshim. That's the Ketzer Mishnah writes.
Yes, Gedolei Yisrael also excludes Noshim.
So Gedolei Yisrael is to the... It's a contrast. Okay, it's the contrast Ketanim, meaning we're concerned about Shalotei Shabbos Kalabeneim by Ketanim and by Nashim. So Gedol Yisrael is the contrast Ketanim, and Chachameim is the contrast Nashim. You say you could have just said Gedol Yisrael, and that would have served as a sufficient contrast. Okay, that's the Ketzer Mishnah, right? The Taz doesn't like this. The Taz in Sifkatan Hay says no, that's not the Pashtus. Gedol Yisrael and Chachameim sounds like what we colloquially call Gedolim. And he thinks that's Pshat in the Gemara. It says Gedolei Yisrael. If it meant to say Gedolim is supposed to be Tanim, then it should have said El the Gedolim. That you're not Machal Shabbos Al Yidei Tanim, rather Al Yidei Gedolim. Why does it say Al Yidei Gedolei Yisrael? Because the Taz thinks Gedolei Yisrael means what we colloquially call Gedolim, Tamei Chachamim, the big people, the important people. Otherwise, it should have just said Gedolim. Okay, so that's we'll call that a Machlokes among the Farshei Rambam, what the Rambam actually means. What he may sound like, that Gedolei Yisrael v'chachameyim is dafka yidei tamidei chachamim. But even, anyway, you slice it, even if that's what he means. So clearly the Rambam doesn't mean to say that you have to be mahadir after tamidei chachamim. It means that you see he's in the room. So the biggest, the Talmid Chacham in the room, the Talmid Chacham in the room is the one who should be Mechal Shabbos. And Rosh Hashanah tells a story that he heard from the Talmud of the Brisker Rav, that there once was a mice in Brisk in which someone came into the shul on Shavuos morning, and they reported that there was a certain foreign national university student who was arrested and was in danger of being deported or killed or something bad happening to him. And then the Brisker Rav himself would have to be Mechal Yantiv to do what was necessary to get this person released. So that's that pshat in Gedolei Yisrael v'chachameyim, like the Taz, maybe like the Pashtus Rambam, that the Talmid Chacham, the rabbi, is the one who should be Mechal Shabbos. So that's talking about where everyone's in the same position. Obviously, you don't run after the Talmid Chacham to ask him to be Mechal Shabbos if there are other people around. Yeah.
When they're trying to understand the lashon of the Rambam, Gedolei Yisrael v'chachameyim,
right,
how come these noisikeri don't try to use other comparative the other usages of the Rambam of these languages? It's the only the Rambam never uses gadol Gedolim alone to refer to not minors, or okay. This is the only place in
this Gedol Yisrael. So Gedol Yisrael is Lashon Gemara, so that's not a kasha. The Rambam is quoting Lashon Gemara. The Chachamim is the Rambam's edition. So whoever has a Bar Ilan can search now and tell me where else in Shas does the term Gedol Yisrael appear, if at all. And I'll pause when you find it. Fine. So that's Nakuda number one in the Rambam. That, however, we understand Gedol Yisrael. Nakuda number two is that the Rambam has the reason of Kedei Shelo Tehei Shabbos Kala Beineihem, which applies to Nashim and Kitanim. Okay. So again, just to review, we have Shita Satosvos that the concern of using Nachrim and presumably Kitanim, that maybe the Nachri is going to be Misasel, which in theory could allow for the possibility that under certain circumstances, if you know full well, he won't be Misasel, maybe you could dafi use the Nachri if he's there. You have the extreme position of the Riyaz and the Raviyah that we're only concerned about a situation where the Nachri is not there, but if the Nachri is there, then you have to tell the Nachri to do it. You don't apply something to Mimuchal Shabbos. You have the Rush's reason of Asi Ladur Basrayu, that if you don't have, even if you have an Nachri now, maybe next time you won't have an Nachri, and people are going to think that the din is you have to use an Nachri, and then they're going to create a situation of Sakana. And the Rambam's reason of Shilotek Shabbos Kala Bineim. So both the Rambam's reason, the Rush's reason would seem to indicate that across the board, even if you have the option of using Nashim Tanim, Tanim Nachrim, you should not do so. Lamaisa, this is a machlokas, the Mechaber and the Rama. So the Mechaber Paskin is based on the Rambam. The Mechaber slightly amends the Lashon of Rambam to conform with his reading of Gedolim. And the Mechaber writes in Simin Shin Kaf Ches, so if you obeys, Kishamachal and Shabbos al Cholashi Eshba Sakana, Mishtad and Shilalasas Aide in a Yehudi Viktanim in Nashim. So you should try not to use Nachim Tanim Nashim, El Aide Yisrael Gidolim, Ubinaydas. Rather, you should use Yisraelim who are Gidolim and Bineydas. So he, the Mechaber, quotes Bechachameim as Ubinaydas. Okay? Agav yesh omrim de'im efshar lasos below dichoy below ichor ayde shinoy. So if it's possible to affect the same result without delay by doing the malach ayde shinoy, so then the Yisrael should do the malach ayde shinoy. Then efshar lasos ayde eino yehudi below ichor klal, and also if you're able to have the malach perform a nachri without delay, then osin ayde eino yehudi. Then you can have the Nachri do that as well. The Chaynogim, and the Rambam said that is the practice. Aval, the Makom, the Yesh Lacha, she's Asalein Yehudi. But if we're concerned, like Tosfos, that the Nachri is going to be lazy, Ein Lasos Ayidei Eino Yehudi. So the first point of the Ramah Ayidei Shinoi is based on an Or Zeruah. I think that the parenthetical citation of Or Zeruah is misplaced, because the Or Zeruah only makes his comment about Shinoi, not about Ayidei Nachri. The Or Zeruah writes that in a situation in which a Yisrael can do the Malacha Ayidei Shinoi, that is preferable. But you shouldn't do it ayidei nachri, even if the opportunity presents itself. So the Or Zeruah himself only makes a comment about shinoi, not about ayidei nachri. And the Rambam, when he quotes as a minhag of being mahader acher nachri, where it's not going to lead to any delay, that's based on the shilta gibor mishem riyaz and the raviyah that we quoted before. Sam, do you find it?
So the Gedol Yisrael, I mean, it appears in Midrashim and Midrashim Kulam, but not in Bach.
This is the only place that it says Gedol Yisrael.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless I said it wrong, but yeah.
Good? Yeah, Judah.
Are there any contemporary posts who would say that you shouldn't use Nashim or even Katanim?
or
the contemporary brothers would say that you shouldn't use nashim.
Yeah. Hey, my father says, so last other day, you do the nashim. Is that right? Today, I mean, especially today, like, where like I don't think we assume that nashim are not sats. Like, is that something that post can talk about today? Or?
Well, first of all, you have a Ramah. So, right, the Ramah says that if the brother we just read says that if there's not going to be any delay, so then there are no such
bonus.
Now the Taz doesn't like the Ramah. The Taz are in Sifkat and Hay, he's bothered by the Riaz. The Riaz again said that in a situation in which you have an Akri readily available, so there's no hazard to do Malacha Ayyadei Yisrael, because that's considered, that would be considered B'Isser. So the Taz is bothered, why isn't the Riaz concerned with the concern of the other Rishonim? That people are going to make erroneous, draw erroneous conclusions, that if you're going to use an Akri now, they'll think that you have to use an Akri. And maybe next time that's going to result in a dangerous situation. So isn't there a principle that we have in many contexts of Nimsa Machshil and Lasa Lavo? That you're going to create a situation where people are going to make potentially catastrophic mistakes down the road based on an erroneous assumption currently. So the Taz is bothered why the Ramah paskins this Riaz, and why the Riaz isn't concerned about the potential Michshol in the future. The Mishnah Brura here references his Taz. Mishnah Brura in Sifkatan Lamed Zayin. The Taz says, well, what's this V'cheinog, you know, the Ramah? Where did this Minah come from? How do we know it's a Minah? And the Mishnah Brura says that even though he quotes the concern of the Taz, he says, "Lachein im yesh afilu safek atzala v'yesakana bebirur kol hazaris reza meshuva." So, on some level, we do accept the Ramah, but any time there's any doubt, then the Yisrael should not hesitate to do the malacha himself. The Aruch HaShulchan also is uncomfortable with this psak of the Ramah. Now, partially in answer to the Judas question, in most of the other Rishonim, Nashim aren't part of this equation. Most of the other Rishonim learn these two lines of Al-Pi and Al-Yidei as being distinct. And the whole concern here is only about Nachrim and Ketanim, not about Yisraelim. And those reasons of Atzlus and the reasons of Asila Dure only apply to Ketanim and Nachrim, don't apply to Nashim. It's the Rambam who seems to blend the two and include Nashim in the same breath, and that's what the Mechaber is working off of. But you should know that according to most Rishonim, Nashim are not part of this equation. You know, the other reasons, the only reason that would apply in this context to Nashim is the Rambam's reason of Shalotei Shabbos Kala Veneyam. The other reasons are limited to Nachrim and Ketan. So within, let's say, the Pesach of the Ramah, so there are those equations of when is there going to be a delay, when is there not going to be a delay. Again, those are working off the considerations that we've shown him where Nashim aren't part of the equation to begin with. Okay. Now, some suggest, and we'll have to analyze this, that this Machlokas Mechaber Ramah is based on whether Shabbos Eitzel Pikuach Nefesh is considered to be Hutra or Dechuya. Do we view the situation of Chil Shabbos V'chol Sheyesh V'Sakana as Hutra, as Heter Gamor? So if it's Heter Gamor, then you don't make any Cheshbonos, you don't try to calculate what's going to minimize Chil Shabbos, you do what you need to do. So there's no reason to be Mahadir Acher Nachri at all. Even if there's no concern of Atzus or the like, Or is it dechuya? Dechuya would mean that you do what's necessary to do, but you still make cheshbonos to the extent that there are grounds for cheshbonos, and you try to minimize the chilul Shabbos to the extent possible. Now we'll see that it's not necessarily telling on this, but that'll be our next topic, whether we view pikuach nefesh on Shabbos as a chutzah situation or a dechuya situation. Let's just start with one marmakom and then we'll pick up next time. So probably the most famous marmakom, or the rishon that expresses this most explicitly, is in the Tshuva Sarashba. Tshuva Sarashba, Chelek Aleph, Simin, Tuf, Resh, Pei, Tes. The Rashba there was dealing with the following situation. You have a Chola Shiesh Bo Sakana on Shabbos, and he needs to have meat. And the two options for providing meat for him are either to give him Basar Nevela, you have already pre-slaughtered Nevela meat, or you could shecht an animal on Shabbos to give him Basar Shkuta. So are you allowed to be shochet an animal on Shabbos to give him shechted meat, which is kosher, or do you have to give him the non-kosher Nevela? So the Rashba writes, first he heard in the name of the Maharam that you're allowed to shecht even if he could have eaten the Nevela. And he writes that the one reason that he heard from the Maharam he doesn't really like, but the reason that he's quoting is that if you're going to give him the Nevela, so then we're worried the guy is going to be in more danger because he's going to be repulsed by having to eat Basar Nevela and he's going to die from that. But then the Rashi himself writes that he thinks that this Hoshayu is dependent on whether Shabbos Eitzel Pikuach Nefesh is Dechuya or Hutra. If we say that Shabbos is Hutra, so then you're even allowed to shecht, because when it comes to a Chol Hashesh Masakana, there's no such thing as Malachas Shabbos. There's no prohibition of Malacha, and you can shecht for a Chol on Shabbos the way you shecht during the week. Just like he says, when it comes to Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, we say the same thing, that you don't have to be Mahadir Achar Tahorim. But if Shabbos Eitzel Chol is Dechuya, so then you have to give him the Nevela. And the Rashba writes, K'meduma Shalacha Kamad Amar Shabbos Dechuya Hibelo Hutra. The Rashba thinks Lalacha that Shabbos is Dechuya, in which case you'd have to give him the Nevela. Okay, that's the Tshuva Sarashba, Chelek Aleph, Siman Tuf, Resh, Pekdas. Next time we'll start with the Shita Sarambam. If you look at the Rambam at the beginning of Parag Beis, there seem to be conflicting mashma'uyos as to whether the Rambam holds Sutra or Dechuya. We'll take a look there at the Rambam, Parag Beis, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis. And if you want a summary of the Shitas of Hutra, Dechuya, and specifically analysis of Shita Sarambam, you can take a look at Rabbi Vadya's essay in Yechavadas, Chelek Dalid Simen Lamed, Chelek Dalid Simen Lamed, that outlines the Shitas on this question. So we'll pick up with that in Ritz Hashem on Monday. And just to remind you, we have the Erev Torah schedule, the first Erev Torah scheduled for next Tuesday, Ritz Hashem. Yeah.
How long are we planning on spending on before?
Approximately. How long do we have till Pesach? 6.5 weeks. I would probably say about a month, and then we'll do a Mir Lakim, and maybe a Mir Lakim will take us a couple of weeks past Pesach.
And is there a particular roadmap, certain particular subjects you want to look at in
Refuah?
In Refuah, yeah.
So we're going to start by talking about Pikuach Nefesh Chol Hashesh V'Sakana. Now we're talking about the big picture, and then we'll talk about some specific applications. And we'll talk about Cholish Eimos Sakana, Mechesh Ba'amba, what Refuas are Mutter for who, Aide Nachri, Aide Shinoi, we'll talk about Yeledas.
Become Zaver?
Zaver. Okay. Okay.
April 6th is the last day of
calls for Okay, so we'll try to do our best. If you send me an email, I can get you to the email.